You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yourself.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yeah. Guys, fourth.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles. Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Goes out to all the don't call me daughters out there. What do you think? Do you think we just take it through and just jam some tunes for the next hour? I could be down for something like that.
DJ Dave.
DJ Dave, just rock it out. Just do some old 90s stuff.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. I got a lot of monitors in front of me today. I got the World Series. I got Giggles. I got Dylan. And I got Pearl Jam. 90s. Pandora. REM on. That was my ride this week. If you noticed, if you came into my office, I was playing a lot of REM 80s, 90s music. That was my jam. I don't know why. We are the Dave and Giggles show. We got everybody in studio today. There's a lot of, bad
Everybody's
blood.
Here. A lot going on.
We got a phone call.
Everybody's
right.
here.
Hello.
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 Andrew Dykeman.
Andrew Dykeman. What's happening, buddy?
Andrew Dykeman.
This
What's up, buddy?
This is Giggles' buddy.
Oh,
he's everybody's buddy.
He's everybody's buddy. What's going on, man?
Not much. Just sitting around here having a family game night.
Very nice. Do you know what I really like about the fact that you called so quick? Is that I didn't even have a chance to give out the number. That means people know the number, which is awesome.
It's catching on.
I just want to get to the point where I don't have to give out this goddamn number anymore. 718-928-9732.
9732.
You get it. Andrew Dykeman, what's happening, buddy?
Maybe we need a jingle for the number.
We do.
Well, I'm calling in. This caller is calling you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Actually, Ridley Park, Pennsylvania.
Very nice. What's happening down there?
Philadelphia suburbs. Well, hanging out here, having a game night.
What game are you playing?
We played Cranium.
That's
a great game.
Watching the Eagles. Beat the Cowboys.
That's good.
Play a beatdown on the Cowboys.
I'm not a huge Eagles fan, but I'm more of an Eagles fan than a Cowboys fan. So go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
All right. So go that Eagles. Poses the best question. What is the best game, board game, or like whatever game you could play with a bunch of people? Cranium is like top of the charts.
Pretty
like
Cranium
that
is
one's pretty good.
Fun.
Ouija board.
Ouija board is pretty damn good.
Ouija board is also good. If
yeah.
you're in for another kind of excitement. And maybe want to lay awake at night.
Yeah, and wonder what those creaks are. Yeah. What's that other one?
Did we close it out properly?
Yeah, that's true. Did we put it away?
Close the portal.
Yeah. Is there a thing with that? Do you close a portal at the end of that game?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think I've ever played it legitimately.
I think you have to make an attempt.
Yeah.
Could be a long call.
What about the game of life? That game sucked.
That game was terrible.
That was
worse. So was Candyland.
Candyland was bad.
Hey guys, breaking up.
Is he out? He's out. All right. Well, there we go. We got a good right off the
good,
top.
Good call.
What's that other one? The one Cards Against Humanity.
That's
a good one.
That's fun.
I like that one.
Yeah. You can have a good time with
that's
that.
That's like apples and oranges, right? That's another one.
Apples to apples.
All right, board games.
Yeah, well, those are the more adult-oriented ones.
Sure.
Monopoly is still great. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it takes forever, though.
Yeah.
I remember I played that one a lot on, like, snowy days where you would, like, come in, play for, like, 3 hours, go outside, get, you know, frostbit, come back in, play for 3 hours, go back out, get frostbit. I did that for days and days on end.
What about Risk? Did you ever play Risk?
Risk was good, but it would always
make
me...
That takes a while, too.
Yeah, it takes a while. It always made me mad. Like, when you... I think they played... Didn't they play that on Seinfeld?
They did, yeah.
And, like, that... what was it?
Ukraine Not Weak.
I kind of feel like that. I just want to slam that board when I'm losing.
It does always turn into that. Well, Monopoly is the same way.
Yeah, it is.
I always like to be in the banker because I just cheat. You know, that was so easy.
I heard they were coming out with a new Monopoly... Where you had a debit card, and you could use it that way. Like with the banker, you had a debit card, and you can go and take money out and stuff like that.
That's fucking weird.
Maybe there was loans, payday loans.
Was identity theft in it?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so I'm watching the World Series. Cubs are up 3-2, top of the eighth. Feel good about that. I hope this stretches out to 7 games. I'm rooting for the Cubs. Let's go Cubs.
Yeah,
tonight was the first night I actually turned on the World Series. Today, this game right now was the first time I actually watched it. I was like, oh, homie,
like
tune
ever,
in.
Like ever or just this World Series?
Just this World Series, yeah.
Right.
So
it's actually been a pretty exciting World Series, even though it doesn't really show it. Like they're up 3-1. It's been close. The games that matter, they've been close. Like Cubs won, blew them out. Cleveland won, blew them out one game. And then the other game was like really tight. This game is really tight. So... It's a good World Series. It's a good series.
It's a World Series.
There it is.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Listen, you are listening to the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
If you'd like to call in, the number is 718-928-9732.
Say it slower.
And here's the thing.
We need a jingle, I'm telling you.
We do. Say it slower, slower, slower.
All right.
And do it to the Cards for Kids.
718-928-9732.
Can you rap it this time? And
I'll give you a beat.
Hold on, let me find you a beat. All right, hold on. I know I have a beat on here somewhere. Where's my beat?
Where's my beat? This is going to be interesting because if there's any delay, it's going to make an already bad freestyle even worse.
Yeah, where's my beat? I know I had a beat on here. Wait, is that it? No, that's not it. Wait, here it is. Ready? Here we go. Oh, I got to turn it up.
Yeah.
It's a riff.
All right, it's a riff.
A little slow. It's all right.
All right, give us the number in blues talk. And give a little backstory about it. Us.
My name is Giggles. God. I'm hanging out with my friend Dave. He's up in Brooklyn. And Dylan is his knave.
What does knave mean?
I don't know. Knave was like
it's
a...
Working.
It's working. It's working. Go with it.
All right. All right, get back on beat. Hold on.
Get back on beat. You were off the first time, too.
So listen here.
Oh, jeez. Chairs are going down.
718-928-9732. I can't hear it loud enough. I need more monitor. Turn it off. We're done with this bit.
All right, I'll give you this one. Oh, I got to turn that one off. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
That's good.
Rap.
Better. Just let me hold on.
All right, I'm letting you go.
Six. David Giggles live. Sunday nights at 9. Mountain time. Feeling fine. 718-928-9732 is the number to dial. This is tough doing this remotely.
I bet. That's a good point. That's a good, valid point.
I need to be, you know, in with you guys. I need to be together.
But you know, I remember when we used to do that. We used to have that as one of our bits where I'd just be like, Giggles rap. And you would just like start out and be like, I'm Giggles and I'm here to say whatever. And then you'd just be like, and there's a speaker on the wall and there's some wires over there and there's a sign on the wall. Oh, jeez. All right. Hello.
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 Hey, what's up?
What's happening, kid? What's going on?
She's back home.
Back home.
I'm home. I'm on the East Coast.
How's it feel to be back home?
In New York.
It's Sarah, for those of you who don't know. She's been on the road with her little mini, and now she's home. She's at her mom's house, I think, upstate somewhere, and hanging out.
Is
your mom or your dad listening currently? Or did they just say, I can't take this?
I actually had to leave the room because my father was snoring on the couch.
Oh, that'll happen. That'll happen.
As they do.
Awake, but...
You got to let the guy snore it up. Just let him have his moment. So you're home.
You guys move to an earlier time.
Yeah, we will. We will. That starts November 14th. The week of November 14th starts our new. So that's like 2 weeks. 2 weeks we'll be at 7
Yay.
O'clock. I know. It's very exciting.
Drive time.
So how's it feel to be back home? Does it feel weird?
Oh, it's this particular weekend is just crazy, right, in New York, so it's been awesome.
That's true.
Now everybody's like, oh, my God, you're here. Oh, I have to see you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm here, but I'm leaving. So.
It's true. You're leaving the Wednesday?
Wednesday morning.
And then where are you going? Tell us, like, your itinerary so we can follow you. Not in a weird way.
Yeah, so I'm ditching Marley. Poor Marley's going to be sleeping for a little while. Wednesday morning I fly down to Ushuaia, Argentina. And that's where all the boats leave on our side of the world to go down to Antarctica. And
Just going to Antarctica.
Might as well, right?
Might as well.
It's summer there now, right?
Yeah. And so from Antarctica, where are you going from there?
So this whole trip, basically, I'm going to be gone for 7 months, and I'm going to try to hit 7 continents in 7 months. So after Antarctica, I'm going to come back to Argentina, maybe hit up, it depends on the timing when I get on a boat, when I come back, but...
Sure. Course.
I don't know, maybe Patagonia.
Sure.
Then I have volunteer projects set up around, and those are more scheduled.
So you got volunteer stuff. You're going to be volunteer with kids, with, like, I don't know, like, what else
Fields,
is out there?
Farms, houses? What are you doing?
Right.
What's happening?
They are all different. The first one I'm doing in Peru is actually over the Christmas time period, like 2 weeks in Christmas, and that'll be at an orphanage. That'll be with, you know, kids and adolescents. But some of the other ones are, you know, there's a sports program that I'm going to be working with. There's another one that's special needs that I'll be working with adults. There's another one that's going to be like home building and construction and things like that. So they're scattered about in different types of projects and different parts of the world. So.
All right, besides all that stuff, like quote-unquote good stuff you're doing, you have one job. You have one job, and that is to spread the Dave and Giggles name all over the world.
Indoctrinate these people.
We'll start with Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty populated. It's a real
populated.
Real strong listening base there.
So you just go
well,
to... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you this. Are you still going to have the same at Marley Me handle, or are you going to have a new Instagram handle for your South American adventures?
Okay, so that is actually something I've been thinking about. I don't know if I'm going to start a new one or use my personal. Do you guys have a thought process on it?
I say make up a new one regardless. I wouldn't use your personal one. I would still go because, I mean, you're still on the road. You don't have the mini, so I wouldn't go with that. But I would still, like, do something that would, like, try to get a whole bunch of hashtags so that, like, certain people will follow you. You know, like, traveler, blah, 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 whatever it's going to be. But, you know, I would do that.
I need a good name then. Oh, no,
I know.
Brainstorm.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, here's my idea. Oh, let me just roll off the cuff here.
He was just rapping a minute ago.
I know. So I was actually calling because I really wanted to see that. How that played out.
It doesn't play out ever.
So, Sarah, you got to get Minnie to give you a car to drive while you're there.
In Argentina.
You know, in Argentina and Brazil and wherever you're at.
Yeah.
That's where you got to be. You know, you need a car. You
there
need the mini.
That's
ask
true.
For it, yeah. You know, shoot for the moon.
Can
you know what I'm saying?
Dave and Giggles make this happen, or are we not big enough yet? I think we should
well, we
be.
We just did this. We're in the brainstorming
session.
We're sort of in the,
the
round table discussions.
Call them up for me and tell them that we want to make this happen. And
like
I'll be like, yo, Minnie, so do you guys know Dave and Giggles? Because
I mean, we got this.
You said you totally give me a car.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll work. I think it'll
just
work.
Just give me a car. Just give her a car.
Everywhere she goes. Seven continents, seven cars.
Here's my second idea for you, Sarah, is you got to get good camera with a tripod start doing some like really like steady shots of your stuff. You know, just get a small, lightweight travel tripod and a pretty decent camera and just roll video for like 15-second intervals everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And that's, you know. That's
just
big.
Just get a GoPro and a little gorilla tripod. You can put that anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Don't listen to him and get a giant full tripod. Just get a little guy. Get a little GoPro. It'd be great.
Yeah, we'll sponsor the GoPro. We'll sponsor the GoPro. If we get the rights
to the
your story, then we'll pay for the GoPro.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. We'll do that. If we can make the documentary with your footage.
Yeah, with these like big cameras and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, how do they do it?
You don't
need it. You carry it everywhere and all your gear.
You don't need all that.
Like when I met you, you had like your big bag. I'm like,
that's because he's nuts.
Right? Yeah, I brought my drone and I left it with Frank and the other dude
Frank.
On the side of the road.
Frank hasn't called us in a while. I hope he's all right.
I'm sure he's fine.
It's true. He's got his water pack on. He's ready to go.
He's Camelback. Hydrated wherever he is.
You got to stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated.
It's a desert out there. I had no idea how dry it was, actually.
It's because it's a desert. It's
very dry. Hey, Sarah, I got to ask you a question here. Hold on a second, Dave. So now that you're back in New York, what is the feeling of after you've spent all that time traveling? What was, like, the one theme that, like, were you just like, well, I mean, you're leaving Wednesday to go down to, you know, Antarctica, but what was the thing that hit you, you know, when you got back to the city?
Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think
it's
sort of cliche. Like, I guess, like, just excess and, you know, all of a sudden it's like, wow, I can get anything I want. I'm in New York, you know? It's like...
That's New York.
Everyone's here. You can... Yeah, I mean, you just have everything and there's just people everywhere and you're out till 4 a.m. and bars are open and after the bars are closed, there's something to do. It's like, it just goes and... yeah, I mean, I hit some areas that, you know, they just have so little, and it's still in the same country, and it's just wild. It's wild to think that New York exists in the same place where I saw you know, some old lady on the side of the road selling, you know, little tortillas that she literally just made. And that's,
bet you they were good tortillas, though.
That was the only thing around for miles. Yeah.
Bet you they were good. Little old ladies make tortillas, you stop for them because they're good. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're going to be going.
Mono.
You're going to be going all over the world, and you're going to be seeing some really depressed areas, I'd imagine. So, I mean, live it up while you're in New York now, and you know, bring something back for Dave and Giggles.
I will.
There it is.
I'll give you guys a shout out from the seventh continent if I can get there.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try to work
get
something
phone
out.
Phone service, call in.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you get internet service, you could call in the way Giggles calls in, although he might hang up on you the way he did with Dylan last week.
I was in Antarctica last week.
Yeah, I know.
I made that call.
I know.
Oh, yeah?
No. I mean, it felt icy enough, though.
I was like, wait.
It was cold last week. It was cold. Not like today.
Oh, did you say last week?
It was 75.
Yeah. 75. You're wearing, like, a winter coat, too. It's hot out there.
It is hot.
All right, Sarah. Good.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Good work.
Good.
Good traveling. Enjoy New York while you're here, and then we'll talk to you when you're out and about and wherever you are.
Thanks, guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Later.
Okay, ciao.
You hang up first.
I did.
Hang up first.
What are you talking about?
No. I'm just kidding.
It's like that, huh? That's funny.
You hang up first.
You hang up. No, you hang up. Geez. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
It's,
do you get a? Let me ask you something. Do you get pocket dials from your mom? Do you ever get like just long pocket dials?
No, I think the only pocket dials I ever got were from you, and I used to get them from you very frequently. And I don't get them from you as much anymore. But you were the only one who really ever pocket dialed me. Do you get pocket dials?
I think I really call you.
I got a pocket dial from someone from work at like 2 o'clock in the morning the other night.
Who was it?
It was Chris.
Oh, geez, that's bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Does your mom pocket dial you?
Occasionally.
What do you hear?
This is the other thing my mom does is when she calls me, or if I don't answer the phone, or if she doesn't answer the phone, she tells you exactly what she was doing. She will give you the rundown of where she is, you know?
When she's on the pocket dial?
No. If I call her and she doesn't answer the phone, she'll call back and tell me exactly why she didn't answer the phone.
Sure. I mean, she doesn't want to think she's at like some brothel or something.
Right. I was at the bank. Tells you exactly where she is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what did everybody do for Halloween? Dylan, you look pretty hungover.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I attended a couple of Halloween parties.
A couple?
Yeah.
Sounds.
Did one Friday, did one Saturday. You know, run-of-the-mill stuff.
Drinking.
Boozing.
Boozing,
people dressed up.
What was the best costume?
Well, you'd actually like what my costume was.
I would like to hear it.
The first night, I had nothing prepared.
Can you rap it?
No, I can't even barely explain what it is, just like without a beat. But no, I used the Doc Brown wig that I had when I was Doc Brown.
Right.
I had that on.
Okay.
I threw like this old, like kind of 70s trucker hat on.
All right.
And I was just like, I don't know what the hell this is. This is just, I just need something to get in the door at this costume party, so I'll just do this. And then Nelson struck me. I looked like Forrest Gump when he was running cross country.
But you know, isn't it gray hair?
It was gray, but I just said, I'm still running. I'm still him. I'm still running. So, yeah, I just went with
so
that.
So you were an old
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump never stopped running.
Exactly.
That's what
that
you were.
It,
that
yeah.
was your character. That's
that
pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The one thing I wanted to go as this year was, do you remember in 12 Monkeys, the bad guy who had the ponytail? I figure I could pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
I could totally pull that off.
Daily, basically.
Yeah. I think he was wearing, like, some kind of orange jacket, and he had a briefcase full of things that were going to destroy the world. That would be my costume.
Yeah.
But a lot of people probably wouldn't get it. All right. What'd you go as, Giggles? What was the best costume? Because I don't think you went as anything. Did you?
Surprise. No, I was Mike Bradley circa, was it 93?
We were in, like, a Marlin.
I wore my Guts jersey.
Nice.
I wore my
Nickelodeon Guts.
People loved it because it was so old school, and the youngest people in my neighborhood are about my age. So these guys, I rolled up to this party with my Guts jersey, and these guys were like, "Yes!"
Well,
they
it was
screaming.
In Florida. It was in Florida, right? So
yeah.
Did you still fit into your Guts jersey?
Fits like a glove.
That's so
it
weird.
Fits like a glove.
How
I
old
think
were
it
you?
Was like a dress when I wore it when I was 12 or 13.
Do you still
like
have that video? Do you still have the video online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, send it to me. I gotta watch that again. The time he was on Guts.
Wait, he was on Guts?
Yeah, he was on Guts.
Nice.
And he bombed so bad. Geez. It's so amazing. That was a really good Guts performance.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
It was prepubescent years, too. So I wasn't even, like a handsome kid. I had, like, a bad glasses, a bad haircut, and I was the smallest kid out there.
You were. You know? But you had, I think, the most enthusiasm from what I remember. True. Like, you were gung-ho about doing this Guts thing. And I remember there was, like, a pool one where you had to, like, raft across, right? Was that it? And you kept, like, falling in or... Yeah, we'll watch that tomorrow. But you just couldn't get across, right?
The cards were stacked up against me, man. Like, the odds were not in my favor in that episode. I was so... I think I was all nerves.
I bet.
And I was so nervous about just performing. Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. And I just couldn't do it.
How did you get on that show?
I saw an ad in the paper. And or my mom saw an ad in the paper, and she was like, check this out. And so they were holding tryouts. So I remember going to Universal Studios in Orlando and trying out. And the first one was like, you know, some physical fitness stuff and, you know, answering a questionnaire. And then the second one was kind of fun because you got to jump off of stuff into a foam pit and do like an actual real obstacle course. And then the third audition, this is the craziest part. And this is where I got to thank my mom for taking me to this, you know. Audition. So I went up to Orlando third times for three auditions. The third one was a pool test, was a swim test.
Okay.
All right. And then the fourth one was the taping. So we drove up to Orlando four times.
Damn.
But,
how
far were you from
Orlando?
But how good of a story is that?
That's
how
a
good
great
of a,
story.
You know, it's a great story. You weren't on Guts.
No, I was not on Guts. Nope.
Doesn't have the guts.
I did not have the guts. I was also not in Florida at the time and would not go down there three separate occasions to do that.
Bankrupted my family just to get on Guts.
Well, we got to go back down. We got to do the pool exercise. Oh, damn. Bottom of the eighth.
You guys on the train.
Do they have these game shows?
Is it still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on. Bottom of the eighth. Chicago's up 3-2. It's a pretty good game. Pretty good game. Chicago just hit a base hit.
I got a question for Dylan. If you could be on one game show right now, what would it be?
Oh, man. Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck. That doesn't exist anymore, though.
Why not?
But I like
I don't know.
Bring it back. Bring it back just for you.
Or Family Feud is always kind of fun.
Family Feud would be good.
You can just say anything.
Would you want to be the head of the family or, like, down the end of the family where you could be like,
man.
Oh, that's a terrible answer.
Yeah, that's
a terrible answer. I think I'd want to be down in the end.
That's a lot of pressure being the head of
it
the family.
It is. There's a... What other game shows are even out anymore? I feel like Game Show Network.
Right?
Millionaire. We watched that one during lunch a lot. That's pretty awful.
That's really bad.
Yeah. We saw, who did we see come out?
Wayne Newton
came out. And they asked him one question, and he got it wrong. In 10 minutes, he was off the show. Pretty bad. Ooh.
Of course. He was
safe. Stole a base.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's very exciting times at the World Series.
I hope they get it. I hope the Cubs win.
Me too. Me too, buddy. You want to wrap it?
No more rapping.
What else is going on? What else is happening? We took care of Halloween. Anybody else want to call? 718-928-9732. You're listening to Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn.
If you'd like to donate to our Patreon page, you can. You can throw some money on there. You know, just saying it. I get kind of annoyed when I hear, you know, NPR just asking for their fund drives, you know, twice or three times a year.
Yeah,
but you know, you kind of have to do it. You kind of have to say the stuff.
Have to do it.
You know, and nobody's forcing us to. We don't have to ask for this. We're not asking for money.
No,
I don't. My audience is the last people I want to ask money from.
Sure, we just want to do our show. But we got the new show, season 4 of Radio Free Brooklyn, which is pretty cool. We've been involved in it. What did we start? This was season 3.
This year.
Yeah, so season 3 we started. Season 4 will be going strong. They didn't kick us off yet. And Sundays at 7 now. What do you feel about that time? Is everybody happy
good
with
time
it?
Slot.
Everybody's happy with
it. We haven't tried it. We haven't tried it. So
we haven't.
We'll need to try it out. So 7,
7 to 8.
P.m. Eastern time.
Eastern,
5 p.m. Eastern.
5 p.m. for you.
5 p.m. Mountain for me. Okay.
Yeah. So everyone get used to the 7 o'clock to call in. You could call
on
in
air production
while, while you eat dinner. Mm-hmm. You could tell us what you're eating. I don't care. It's all good. All right, so what other notes did you have? What else is going on? Dylan, I'm going to go to you.
Geez.
What's going on? I know you were frivolously writing away
stuff.
I had
some stuff I saw that was interesting in the news.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear one of them?
Yeah.
All right. The Clown Lives Matter Matters Peace Walk was canceled.
Really?
After multiple death threats.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, for who was threatening them?
People,
clowns?
People, there's a huge anti-clown sentiment in this country at
there
the
is,
moment.
There is.
So.
Did I tell you last week before the show I was driving and on the side of the road was a dude just standing there with a clown
Who
mask
are these
on.
People?
Oh no. And he was just staring at cars, just staring them down. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Are they really out there?
People hate clowns.
Yeah.
People hate clowns.
So you're telling me there was a clown rally that they were going to put on. Pro clowns. Clowns lives matter.
Clown lives matter.
And then it was canceled because everyone was threatening the lives of clowns.
Exactly. People determined that clown lives don't matter. And they threatened them. And
that's terrifying.
That is terrible, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the saddest news of the week.
That is the saddest news of the week. I feel bad for these clowns.
All right, what else?
What else you got?
What else I got?
Give it to me straight.
Oh, I got another clown-related story.
Clown-related stories. I wish I had a button for that.
Here's the headline. Dayton woman fires warning shot at man wearing clown mask. So I don't know. This wasn't related to the parade or the rally, but it was another clown violent.
What is happening out there?
Yeah.
I think people are just...
All right.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Play the You Are So Dumb clip. All right. You got that one?
You are really dumb.
I feel like such a shock jock when I play these things. Yeah, whatever. All right, this one's for you.
Dave and Giggles. Week.
In review.
Week in review.
So the saddest news is the clown-related news.
It's all clown-related.
So Dylan's got a lot of clown-related news. Giggles. Well, all right, go ahead. What else you got?
Bodega Cats.
Bodega Cats.
Did you know Bodega Cats were in the news? Who doesn't love Bodega Cats?
Everybody loves
Apparently
Bodega
someone,
Cats.
There's a person in this world that doesn't like Bodega Cats.
Who doesn't like Bodega Cats? Tell us about this person.
Someone gave a Bodega Cat or a deli on like the, I think it was the Lower East Side. A bad Yelp rating because of the presence of a bodega cat.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I like to see a cat. I like to see a bodega cat. But they're always a little bit like on the sketchy side. They're always shedding a little bit.
Yeah.
They're always going wherever the hell they want to go. You know,
they have a lot of free range. Yeah.
So, like, is this deli? They're legal, technically.
They're illegal in New York City.
They're illegal to have a deli.
Yeah.
Cat.
So they're trying to start this petition to have De Blasio,
whoever it is these days,
give amnesty
to bodega cats. Yeah. We used to have a radio show.
Bodega cats.
Yeah, there used to be a cat.
There used to be a cat in here. Yeah.
Now that you mention it, there. Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
It was gross, right? It was kind of gross.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's one by us, and it's not terrible.
That one's nice. It's cross-eyed.
But, so what do you think? Do you think they're going to get rid of them?
Well, I mean, they're already kind of living here illegally, so we can't just take them all out of the bodegas because who's going to fill those jobs?
I say build a cat wall.
I think Trump's going to go to his bodega.
Deport the bodega.
Deport them. Get them out.
It's a hot button issue.
Giggles is a – he's got two cats. He's a big fan of cats.
It's true.
What do you think? Get the cats out?
So I've got a cat story here. My one cat, the newest one, Jerry.
Cats and clowns. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all about cats and clowns tonight. All right, go ahead.
People, you either love them or you hate them.
It's true.
So my second cat is an outdoor cat. He chewed through three pairs of headphones. He started, like, eating stuff. And I was like, all right, then you're going outside. So I let him outside. And he's awesome because he goes on walks with me. Like if we go around the lake or the pond, he follows me, comes back. You know, he's a good dude. He's got an old soul. You know, he's just one of those guys that just feels like a good cat.
Right.
So he's been sneaking out. And because he's got a new collar on that has our number on it, we'll get these random calls from people that are like, hey, so we have your cat. It's like, all right, well, cool. He's like an outdoor cat. You can just let him go. You
know, come back.
I went looking.
Like a boomerang.
How far away have you like?
Is his name Boomerang?
Boomerang. You know what you should do? You should get a map of the town, and then put little like pins in where they call from, so you could track where he's going. That'd be interesting to see where that cat
put
goes.
GPS on him.
I think we should get him out. Put him in a bodega.
$40 GPS unit. They sell a $40 GPS unit that you can actually like put on your cat and find out where they go.
That's fine.
But I don't want to spend $40 on a GPS unit for my cat.
No.
I don't have I don't have
probably just like put a phone on them for a day.
Just like tape an old Nokia to
it. Just wrap them up with it.
Duct tape
and see where he goes. You can see how many steps he takes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I'm making friends because people call me and then I go over there and I get my cat the next morning. You know, it's always somebody that really loves a cat, but they just can't have one. Like this one lady today, she was like, "Oh, my husband's allergic, but we love cats." You know, and so
you're gonna
so
get Jerry that cat taken away. They're gonna, someone's gonna be like, "This is my cat now. This is now my cat."
And cats will just go with it.
Yeah, they'll go with it.
They're just like, "Cool,
cool.
Yeah, I'm here."
Yeah,
my dad got like 3 or 4 cats that way. They just showed up at the back door, and then he was like, "Yep, it's my cat now."
Yeah, it's like floating merchandise.
Yeah,
property.
It doesn't matter. It's really
weird.
They don't care. Cats
well, he's got a collar on him, so.
So how do you feel about it? Do you think that they should get amnesty or they should be kicked out?
You know, I feel like they keep the rodent population down if it's like a good deli cat.
Sure.
So I feel for that reason, it's a good thing. And New York has a ton of rodents. You know,
a lot of rodents.
And there's, you know, so I mean, I feel like if it makes the people in the deli feel better about having a cat there, why not?
Sure.
You know, it's a pet. It's an animal. Kind of, you know, it's a staple of New York bodegas.
Kind of is. But I mean, it's also a little gross. It's a little bit gross.
So on this line, the other day I was in Costco and there was a dog there and it wasn't a service dog. And I was like, all right, well, what the hell's a dog doing that's not a service dog in Costco?
Good point.
You know? Good point. And so I asked somebody, I was like, do they let dogs in Costco now? And the employee was like, oh, well, if it bothers you, you know, let us know. But for right now, like, we just kind of don't say anything. It's not illegal to bring a dog into Costco.
Okay.
But, you know, they don't say anything. If you really want to bring your dog into Costco, you can.
Sure. You can. What do you feel about dogs at work? 718-928-9732.
Hot topic.
Dogs at work, people.
How do you feel about dogs at work?
You know, they're great and all, but it's just a distraction.
A little bit of a distraction.
Yeah. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if anybody's listening right now. I doubt it. Yeah. People who have dogs at work.
It's interesting.
That's funny.
Well, usually
they're
not like giant dogs or barking dogs.
No.
They're usually kind of a lap dog.
Yeah, they are.
You know, I feel like if it de-stresses people, then why not?
That's good.
But here's the other thing. So my mom is deathly allergic to dogs and cats. So she can tell if a dog or a cat has been in a hotel room or is close to her on a plane. Mm. So for that matter, you know, it's not like a peanut allergy where it's made up. You know, it's like an actual pet allergy.
That's
you know,
one.
Nobody's allergic to peanuts.
No, not at all. Maybe they are. No. Who knows? All right, I got a question for you. I thought of this one the other day. What did I write here? What's one person, like one type of person, that immediately makes you mad? When you see them, they just like, ugh. You get mad. You get like, ugh.
I got this.
All right, go with it.
So it's the person when you're in line at like a checkout place or a post office or wherever you are waiting in line. And they come up to you, and they want you to be mad with them. They're like, "Oh, God, we gotta wait here again. Oh man, this is Obama's fault." And they're trying to like just kind of get you riled up with them, and you're like, "Ah, no, man, this is not how I want to talk to you about like bitching about like anybody that bitches about customer service or like is mean to anybody in the service industry for no reason."
Sure.
I'm just like, you're a dude.
Yeah,
you make me mad.
Yeah. That's true. Well, definitely going out, like, there's a couple of our friends, I'm not going to name names, that are really horrible to, like, wait staff. And, like, they'll snap at them or they'll be like, hey,
Who is this?
I'm not going to say names.
Snappers?
The snappers. Yeah, there's a couple snappers in our group. And, like, every time
Seriously?
They do that, I'm like, snappers. Oh, that's really bad.
Makes you all uncomfortable.
That's really
Snappers.
Bad.
It's bad for everybody.
Bad for everybody. I'm not going to say their name because they have called on the show before. So there's
I think
that.
I know who it is. He's a snapper.
He's a snapper. He's a snapper.
He's impatient. He's impatient. He's Italian and impatient, you know?
I'm not going to say anybody's name. All right. So the person that makes me mad, anytime I see a dude in like a like a really nice suit. Uh-huh. Immediately mad. Jeez. I don't know what it is.
What's going on
just
there?
Like posturing in a suit. Like, I got a better job than you. I have more money than you. Fuck you. That's what I get from him.
That's,
so
not,
I just,
that's not necessarily true, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It just makes me mad.
I right wear a suit. Yeah. I wear a suit all the time, and sure. I've got a pot to piss in.
He's probably, yeah, seriously.
Barely.
I don't know. Yeah, I hate the people who come onto the train before they let you off. Right?
Yeah, that's worse.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate those people. I hate those people.
Or any place you go, if you are trying to exit someplace, yeah, and people are like trying to come in there and not letting you
it's true.
Leave.
I hate the people who stop at the top of stairs. If we're going to get into city stuff, like the people who stop at the top of stairs so they can take out their phone when they get, oh, I got reception now. Really I got to check out what I'm doing. And they stop everybody. Did you see the other day there was in the morning – there was a video going around Instagram of a dude trying to get up the stairs on skis.
That was it's everywhere.
It was everywhere. Yeah. And then later in the day, he went down him and he hit his head hard.
He's still there, probably.
He probably is. But that made its way around the internet.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. Yeah.
Was it a prank or was it like
no,
real?
No, it was just like some dude like noticed this guy trying to climb stairs in skis at the Bedford stop in Williamsburg. And it said like 8:48 a.m. or something. And then later on in that day, there was video of him going down the same stairs, and he flipped, and his head went straight into the wall. It was really bad.
Oh, God. That's so hipster.
It's so
hipster. Trying to get up the stairs with skis.
It was a hipster. I like the idea, though, of like putting out something in the morning that goes viral and then finishing it later.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
It's like Zika.
It's like Zika. Yeah. How's it like Zika?
Right. Oh, man. You don't hear anything about the Zika anymore, though, right? Geez. It's not in the news.
It was a scare tactic, right?
You know, what's not in the news with Dylan?
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that today. I don't know.
It was all,
I think it's over with.
It was all cat and clown related.
I think if it's not clown related, right, people don't care anymore.
People don't care. If it doesn't
let's
have anything to
topic.
Do with,
let's go
with
hot topic.
Trump
hot topic.
Or Clinton, it doesn't matter, right?
True.
It doesn't matter. Oh, FYI, I walked into a Spencer Gifts the other day in the mall.
Uh-huh.
The mall, the local mall, the has local a Spencer mall. Gifts, and it felt exactly like you walked into it in 1995.
I know.
Yeah, they don't change.
Me and Dylan went
the
there
same
last
smell,
Christmas. Yeah, the same gifts, the same stupid shit, the same T-shirts. Yeah. Everything is from 1990.
I don't think anyone buys any of that stuff.
No.
It just sits there.
It does. Yeah. Didn't you? You got a
I bought a SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Pajamas.
Pajama bottoms.
Yeah, didn't fit. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really bad. Yeah. I think last year we went, I got a breathalyzer for Wrath for Christmas. That was what
it's
I got
a good
him.
Gift.
Yeah, but I got it's it at Spencer gift. Gifts.
He's probably like blowing that breathalyzer, being like, "All right, how much can I work right now?
You know, I need to
what
be
can I
do,
to do
it
on this 0.12.
0.12.
0.10.
That's pretty drunk.
All right. Social, what do you call this? Social justice warriors.
What about
there's been
them?
A lot in the news about the social justice warriors.
Which
so
one
I guess
are
there's
they?
A pipeline protest in North Dakota, but you don't hear about it because they don't have great cell phone or internet service out there. So these guys are protesting out in North Dakota for the pipeline. You've heard about this?
Yes. Yeah. I just want to stop you real quick. It is
it's fine.
Game 4, Chicago versus Cleveland. It is currently 3-2 Chicago, and it is top of the ninth. Cleveland's up, and there's two outs and two strikes.
Ooh.
And here.
That's it. The crowd goes wild.
They will just won game 4.
Oh, that's good for the Cubs.
Yeah,
right?
Cubs just won it.
So it's 3-2. 3-2 Indians, right?
Yeah, they're calm.
So there's a game.
Chicago's
there's
going
a game
nuts.
Six.
She's going nuts.
Is Steve Bartman there? Steve Bartman needs to be there.
He does.
Is he going to be there?
I don't know. Maybe.
He can't go near that place anymore, right?
Probably not. No.
Who's Steve Bartman? Who's
he's the one back. When was that? In like 2002 or something?
It was early
the Cubs
2000s.
Were like an out away from going to the World Series, and that kid in the audience reached over and knocked, like he was trying to catch a fly ball, and it knocked it out of one of the Cubs outfielders' gloves when they're about to catch like the last.
Yeah, it was
out.
Like it was like a foul ball that was like right on the edge of like on the edge, and he went to go catch it.
Yeah,
and Bartman grabbed it right above his glove.
Yeah, like
and that was
Alou.
The last out before they went to World Series.
Yeah,
they went on to lose that game.
Yeah,
and Bartman, there's a whole 30 for 30 about, right?
They almost murdered him as they were people were like pouring beers from like every part of the stadium at him. It was crazy. But the Cubs ended up losing that game, losing the next game, and not making it to the
not making it in.
Yeah,
that was it.
All because of this guy.
Yeah, because this little nerdy kid in the stand. Yeah,
that's a good 30 for 30 though. They had to take him out. Like they had to disguise him.
They had to
take him out the back.
People were screaming, like, I want to put a shotgun barrel in your mouth and kill you. Like, this is total insanity.
Steve Bartman's probably not allowed in that stadium again.
I think he's probably an anarchist. He's probably going to run into him down there.
Yeah, sorry if you run into Steve Bartman. Let us know. Oh, man, that's pretty good.
It's good. It's a good documentary.
It's a good documentary. All right, I didn't mean to cut off your story.
Get back to it. I was just talking about the pipeline.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go from something fun to the pipeline.
To something depressing. Well, everything, I think I'm tired of Facebook because I see everybody sort of like, you know, resharing links. You know, they share these memes and stuff. And one of them was the fact that, like, I guess the police are firing tear gas and all this stuff at the protesters in North Dakota. But the dudes, the guys in Oregon, the Bundy guys, got off. No charges.
Nothing.
So they occupied a federal.
One guy did die.
One of them got shot.
It was his fault, though. I mean,
it's his fault.
You occupy a federal land with guns. Chances are you might get shot.
Yeah,
it's just.
But that is insane. They got off scot-free, basically.
Scot-free.
Right?
Yeah, they got scot-free.
How the hell does that work?
I don't know. I was listening to a little bit of it on NPR, them talking about it, and they're pretty much blaming the prosecution of just dropping the ball on the case. Kind of like OJ.
Was it Darden and...
They just pretty much dropped the ball, but like... I was listening to a whole bunch of people call and defend them, and they were like, they're just doing the same thing that Dr. Martin Luther King did. And the guy, it was really funny. The guy from NPR was like, "Yeah, but he didn't have any guns." And he was like, "They're just trying to protect themselves from the government because the government wants to kill them." Yeah, because they're on and they're shooting back at them.
Yeah,
it was just a mess,
like a wildlife refuge or something. Right?
But they went to a wildlife refuge and took it over.
Yeah.
They took over the whole thing.
Yeah,
they got off scot free. But these guys in North Dakota, it's their land. Right?
It's like
the
Native
land
tribe,
that was given to them by the government in 1850. Yeah. And now they're just trying to put a pipe through it, and they're like tasing these guys. Don't tase me, bro. And sicking dogs after them. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know enough about it, but it just seems crazy.
And we also say
that we're not a news source. We're not like a trusted form of...
We're just entertainment.
Opinions. Here's the thing, and I don't know if this is one of those easy comparisons to make, but the thing that I saw that I was like, well, that makes sense, is that imagine if those guys were black in Oregon, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And taken over, right?
It was on Bill
Maher.
Like,
they would have been...
I'd like to call that the...
They would have been shot.
I'd like to call that the time to kill defense.
Yeah.
What if they were a white kid?
Yeah. No, that's true, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they were black, they would have been killed right then and there. No question about it.
But this,
you can't just take over someplace armed and not expect, consequences. Why is that just America?
But they didn't get it.
Like, oh, this is what we do.
White privilege. Yeah. I guess that's what it is.
And there's a lot of these guys who work these federal lands are now kind of frightened because they think it's going to kind of spawn a lot of copycat.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, there's no repercussions. Just,
right.
You know.
Well, Dave and Andy went to that National Wildlife Refuge in New Jersey and took a bunch of mushrooms and sort of occupied that land.
We did.
But nobody,
nobody occupied us.
You know, without any violence.
We had knives.
Yelling. Their bodies were there, but their minds weren't.
Our minds were not there. No.
They were no longer occupying their bodies. So
then
we
drove a Jeep through the marshes and the sand. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to have fun doing it and then get arrested for it and then get let off. That's what's going to happen.
I think some of them still face charges in Nevada for some sort of...
The Bundys?
Yeah, so they're still locked up, I think.
That makes sense.
Amon or whatever the hell his name is.
I have no idea.
That's the son.
Ted Bundy.
Clive Bundy.
Amon.
Yeah.
Amon.
They're an interesting little crew.
Let me ask you this, not to change subjects here.
Well, you brought it up.
But do you ever hear some random ass baby names or kid names, and you sort of have to censor yourself? I don't know if you guys are around a lot of kids, but I've been hearing some sort of like super hipster names lately.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of, you know,
I heard one today. I don't know if I should give it out because it was somebody I know and they might be listening.
Give it out.
It was they want to name their baby. They don't know if it's a boy or girl. They're going to go with it either way.
Uh-huh.
They're going to name the baby Bowie Davis.
Oh, jeez.
This was not a person that I met. It was a person who told me that their friends were going to name it Bowie Davis. It's pretty terrible. It's not terrible, but it's like...
It's growing on me a little bit.
I've heard of a boulder. I was at an REI, and these kids were playing in the area, and the mom was like, boulder. Ugh. And I was like, oh, God, no.
Boulder's bad. Because no. What if that kid gets fat?
What if there's an avalanche? And
yeah.
How do you warn your son of that?
There was a...
You want to hear you
What if boulder
hear
gets killed
one?
By a boulder? I do want to hear a good one.
So I heard of a Brogan.
Otto?
Brogan?
No. Brogan. A cross Brogan? Between Brody and Logan. There's a Brogan.
Brogan. Oh, God, that's terrible. Brogan.
Brogan.
Yeah. The other ones I don't get are like Hunter. I mean, Hunter's a fine name, I suppose, but it's
Riley.
Like... It's...
Or Riker.
Riker. No, like Riker. I never heard of Riker.
Riker?
Riker.
Riker.
I don't know. I don't know that many babies.
No. That's a good
Stop
thing.
Stop the show dead. Yeah.
Babies, cats.
Babies,
clowns.
Cats.
Oh, this is like coffee talk.
You want to rap about it?
Babies and cats.
Yeah,
cats and kittens. It's getting cold, so throw on your mittens.
It's good. All right, so what else you got? Dylan, you got any more notes over there?
Yeah, he's got stuff. I had some stuff. I wrote down a couple things that were...
I like going to
some
other
that
people
were inspiring me.
Stuff.
Some
All
things
right.
that inspired me
okay.
today.
Some things, wait, do
oh,
I have
well,
a sound
have
for
you,
that?
Have you seen the new season of the Black Mirror program?
I've watched the first episode.
Oh, so then you'd understand why this is scary.
Okay.
So the Communist Party in China...
Okay.
Which right off the bat, you know, this is
going to
be good.
That sounds bad.
I'll just stop right there. They want to
the
give
Communist
all,
Party in China.
They want to give all their citizens a score, and the rating could affect every aspect of their lives.
So in the first episode, if you haven't watched it yet, you should watch it. I encourage everyone to watch the show. It's a good show. But the basic premise of the first one is that there's this world that revolves around everyone getting a rating, a 1 out of 5 rating. The higher your rating, the more benefits you get in society, like first class or on a plane or like first dibs on
rental cars
and all sorts of stuff, which is an interesting idea. Yeah. I don't think this episode really like was good in the long, like practicing this idea, but it was a good idea. So what you're telling me is that the Communist Party of China wants to implement this idea.
That's what they want to do. Yeah, they want to encourage good behavior by making all the people use that keep like a track of everyone's kind of what kind of credit score they have. People can kind of rate their kind of demeanor they have, if they're a pleasant person, if they're mean, you know, if they're they use foul language.
Did they watch this episode?
I don't know. It's out today. Maybe they just watched it the other day and came out with this policy. Because it's dated today, but it does sound eerily like
it sounds very much
like
it.
You know,
I mean, there's a lot of
imitating art.
There was a lot of really good downfalls of having this as a society, and the fact that like you go around and all you want to do is project an image to keep your rating up.
Exactly.
So there's no like authenticity anymore, which is kind of interesting. Like you go around and you're very pleasant to people.
Yeah.
You want to get things out of people, so you're just really nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
What were the other downfalls? I don't remember.
Well, people were kind of manipulating the system because to get into an apartment, you needed to have like a 4.7 star rating.
Right.
And to get that average up, you'd have to kind of
become
friends with people, who have higher ratings. And
sure.
But it's not far off from what life really is.
It's not far off. Yeah, totally. I mean, if you're on like Instagram or Facebook or something like that, and you see someone post something that's a little out of the norm, a little crazy, it's easy to be like, oh, this person just lost it.
Well, in that one scene, there's a guy there who had recently got to a breakup, and people were siding with his, the other
person.
And everyone was like kind of giving him bad reviews, so he couldn't like... do shit.
Right.
But you couldn't do anything.
You couldn't do anything.
If you didn't have like a high rating.
And he was going around trying to give out free coffee to people to get his numbers up. It was a good episode, but it just didn't pan out for me. The end got weird for me.
But it's just like if everybody was like, when you're a Lyft driver, you have that rating that you live and die by.
Right.
The
but
stars.
Should that be implemented to just regular people?
It's probably going to happen.
It is happening, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, at least in China. But they're always ahead of us.
So China. I will say, if you're listening to Dave and Giggles, go to our site and give us a high rating. So there it is. That was
email the
joke.
Producer.
Email the producer, daveandgiggles@gmail.com. Wait, that's me.
Are we doing Movember? Are we doing this?
You want to do it?
Because right now my mustache, if I took off my beard, would look pretty, like, I got a good start.
So
if I start November.
I think you should do it. I'm not going to promise that I'm going to do it, but I think you should do it. And if Giggle or if Dylan wants to do it, we can have a beard off.
So what do? You just don't shave for the whole month?
You don't shave for the whole month.
Okay. I mean, I've kind of been doing
that. No. You don't shave your mustache for the whole month.
Oh, so you shave everything else?
So I have to start
it's
shaving.
It's November.
So
you
I have
a
to
mustache
start, so I have to
month.
Start shaving is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Wait, I'm
horrible.
Confused. So it's just the mustache? I thought it was like the whole beard and the whole thing.
Oh, no. It's Movember, so you have a mustache to raise awareness for men's health issues like testicular cancer, stuff of that nature, prostate, things of that stuff.
And then at the end of the month, you shave it all off, right?
You shave it all off, but you basically have a mustache for all of November. It's super gross.
But you have to have shave the beard.
Shave the beard. Yeah, no beard. Just a strict mustache.
Dylan said no. Said no.
I'm going to bow out to that one.
So you're going to do this?
I will stop waxing for the month, though.
So are you going to do this? Are you going to do this?
Maybe. If I get other guys.
All right. you're not going to get us. But I will do to help you out, and we can do a picture a week of your mustache.
Hey, that'd be pretty cool.
I would be into that. If you could find someone else to do it with you, we can have a mustache off. And we can put this up on the web every week and see whose mustache is better.
We should have like a facial hair growing like race, like marathon. We all clean shaven and then see.
Do you want to just go all clean shaven?
And then we all see who can grow it out.
And by the end of the month,
yeah.
we'll do it like that.
That could be kind of creepy.
This
right?
has taken me 6 months.
You are going to lose.
I am going to lose.
You're going to lose bad.
Do not grow facial hair fast.
That's funny. Dylan's got a pretty good beard right now.
It's
pretty big.
Yeah, it's not anything I like carefully like manicured.
No.
It just happens.
It
just happens.
Mine just looks like a terrible mess. But
Dylan,
do
you comb your beard?
No,
do you brush it?
I do nothing to it. It's just there.
All right, we'll talk about this off air and decide next week what we're gonna do. We'll do something, but I don't know what yet.
We should probably go to a doctor. If anything, right?
We should probably go to a doctor.
Men's health issues.
Yeah.
It's like a typical guy thing to do. Like, hey, I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm just going to grow a beard
I'm not going to go to the doctor. That's where bad news happens.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I'll grow a mustache instead.
Fuck it all. All right, what did we learn today?
A lot of stuff.
Sarah's going to Antarctica.
She's going all over.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
What else?
Andrew Dykeman's playing games.
Andrew Dykeman is playing board games with the family.
Do you think he called us while he was playing?
No, I think he stepped away.
But he wasn't done. He was still playing. He was like, kids,
he might have been.
Stop what you're doing. I have to go call Dave and Giggles. It's kind of weird.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Tomorrow is Halloween.
20 seconds and it's going to be Halloween. Oh, and that's exactly when we're off the air. Spooky. We can just keep going. You want to keep going?
Can we do that?
Well, I can turn everything off. I don't give a fuck. All right. That's it for us, then.
Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. They just won.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You were there.